The four of us girls, we stood in the center of the building and we watched Albert as he walked out between the two lines of beds. He was still laughing to himself when he walked out into the daylight. Yvette looked at the rest of us and she tapped her finger on the side of her head. "Never mind him. De white men's is all crazy." She sat down on the edge of the nearest bed and she took a dried pineapple slice out of her see-through plastic bag and she started to chew on it. I sat down next to her, while the sorry girl took the girl with no name down the room a little way to lie down because she was still crying. Albert had left the door open, and a few hands came in and began to look for food under the beds. The girl with no name screamed when she saw the hands coming into the building, and she pulled her knees close to her chest and held a pillow in front of her. She sat there with her wide eyes poking out over the top of the pillow and her Dunlop green flash trainers sticking out underneath it.
"Relax, darling. They ain't gonna hurt you. They is only chickens. You not see it?"
Yvette sighed.
"Here we go again, huh, lil bug?"
"Yes, here we go again."
"That girl in a bad way, huh?"
I looked over at the girl with no name. She was staring at Yvette and making the sign of the cross. "Yes," I said.
"Maybe this is the hardest part, now they is letting us out. In that detention center, they was always telling you do this, do that. No time to think. But now they all of a sudden gone quiet, no? That dangerous, me telling you. Let all the bad memory come back."
"You think that is why she is crying?"
"Me know it, darling. We all gotta mind our heads now, truth."
I shrugged and pulled my knees up to my chin.
"What do we do now, Yvette?"
"No idea, darling. You ask me, this gonna be our number one problem in this country. Where me come from, we ain't got no peace, but we got 1,000 rumors. You always got a whisper where you can go for this or that. But here, we got the opposite problem, bug. We got peace, but we ain't got no information. You know what I'm saying?"